Blog Talk Radio.
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio!
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 This is the Bulldozer Matt Tremont. And if there's one place to listen to on the internet, every Thursday, 9 p.m., Yakuza Kick Radio. Tremont says so. Who wants some?
God help us, Jesus! God and baby, Jesus! Help us.
Ladies and gentlemen of fucking America, this is Danny Havoc, and you have been listening to, or possibly are intending to listen to, the Yakuza Kick fucking radio. Fucking, yeah, Yakuza Kick radio.
Hell fucking yeah!
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
You're coming to come on Thursday night in California.
This is a brotherhood, and we all stick together. Like my nuts.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Everybody's a cunt but me in the world. I don't know what it is.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
The shit is bananas.
Well, this is Mr. Insanity, Toby Klein, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird.
Oh, I don't like the cut of your jib, fella.
This is Greg Excellent, Bearded Dragon of the Northeast. You're listening to Yakuza Kick Radio. You're not probably watching porn and you have this muted. You should be listening to it, Jason Mann.
Where are Biggie and Tupac?
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Give a nigga rope on that cowboy, guys.
All you have to do is listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that doctor, homie. Fuck that. Black dude, holler.
Bullshit, man. Motherfucker.
Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck you. Who's next?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the introduction.
Hosted by J. Cat Morris.
You are now listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
Wednesday, November 7, 2012. Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J. Cat Morris, as always. And, you know, we're in for another show today. I'm going to start out the show. It's going to shock a lot of people. Not if they've been on my Facebook for the past 24 hours. But, I'm going to start off the show with some politics, which is really... It's not my bag. It's really not something that I'm heavily invested in. I really try to stay away from it. And it's just, you know, there's a lot of people that say, you know, no matter who you vote for, it doesn't matter. You know, you're all screwed. Your vote doesn't count. You're this, you're that. A lot of that, to a certain extent, I do feel is true. But I think a lot of what goes on with this politics is telling of the people who are actually voting. And it really tells a good story on where we're at as a nation, in my opinion. And you know, everything I'm saying as far as this thing goes is my opinion, you know, and that's it. That's all it's worth. You agree, you don't, but you know, everybody's got opinions, like assholes, like they say. So my thing is this. Yeah, I'm pro Obama, okay? So I'm obviously happy that Obama won. My thing is all right, for the people who don't like Obama and just think he's just the worst thing on the planet, well, my thing there is we had 8 years of a bad president. Like, there's no maybes about it. I don't know any president that you can look at and go, wow, that guy is really, really fucking stupid. Other than, you know, George Bush, you know, George W. Bush. I mean, the amount of shit that he did, he got us into wars unnecessarily, and then we want, then everybody anti-Obama wants Obama to fix that shit, get him out of there. And, you know, I know, okay, yeah, he goes into office saying, hey, I'm going to try to, you know, I'm going to get those guys out of there. It's not just that easy. It's not a light switch. You know, as continued terrorist attacks were happening and different things were happening, and the violence didn't settle down. You can't just walk away. So obviously, you know, ideally everyone would like the wars to end. Of course, completely understood. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Obviously, you know, it doesn't always go the way you want it. When it came down to the whole thing with, you know, the auto industry's, as far as America goes, was going to completely go bankrupt. And we would have then had to rely on other countries in order to get automobiles for the most part, because all of the biggest companies over here would have been just boxed up. So that's a big, big strike to our country. And Obama avoided that. And you know, guys like Romney, they were like, fuck Detroit, you know, fuck them, well, you know, we'll figure it out. Let them, you know, some people lose. And it's just, I don't think that Obama is as bad of a president as people make him out to be. I mean, we're going through rough times. You can't, you know, go through 8 years of a terrible presidency and then the next four, the guy's just going to, oh, fix that up. All right, back to business, guys. Everybody's loving life and everybody's doing good. That's not the way it works. You know, it's going to take at least the next 8 years. For as long as it took for them to fuck it up, I'm sure it's going to take that long for them to fix it. You know, just like if a lot of times, you know, the kids will run around the living room just fucking shit up. I mean, it's going to take a little longer to clean it up and put where everything back where it goes. It's not as easy as, hey, why the fuck did this guy ain't fix it yet? Like, what the fuck kind of attitude is that? That's like you come home and your house has been robbed, you know, your TV's gone, right? So you call the cops and then they show up at your house and they're looking around for evidence and, you know, signs and stuff. And all of a sudden you just turn and go, you know what? Since you've been standing here, I ain't had a TV. Like, what the fuck? Like, dude, it was gone when they got here. That's to me, that's just how I feel. I can't place blame on this guy for shit that was fucked up when he got there. Now, I know everyone wants the ultimate solution, and of course, he went in with change. I mean, well, for a change, you have a guy who has half a brain in office. That's a big change. I don't know. I'm not with it. I'm not understanding. And the thing that I have a problem with now, this comes off weird, you know, when you say it, people are already like, oh, here you go with the race. Now, I do think that there's still a lot of racism going on within this country. I mean, it's obvious that there is. But as far as this election goes, and it's not just, hey, if you don't vote for the black guy, then you're racist. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, I don't think you should vote on somebody because of their race. I also don't think you should vote on somebody because of their party. Jesse Ventura had said this many times. They need to get rid of the parties, because it's just like, oh, this guy wants to, you know, shoot the homeless. But you know what? He plays for my team, so I guess I'm going with that one. And that's what I feel like it is with Romney. I don't think that we're talking about a level-headed guy who has the country's best, you know, intentions in mind. I don't think that he has, you know, everybody. He's really trying to shape this country up, and he had really good ideas. And like, to me, he comes off like a fucking psycho. People go out of their way to keep saying how, Obama's a Nazi. Oh, he's a this, and it's just like a communist thing. Like, Romney wanted to take away more freedoms than anybody I know about immediately. Like, okay, he wanted to get rid of FEMA helping out during catastrophes, and I'm sitting in one, you know, like, on the East Coast, we are up over here by Sandy. And he wants to be like, well, that has nothing to do with the government. The state needs to handle their own shit. Like, wow, that's awesome. That's a really well-placed fucking statement. And I can't think that that didn't have something to do with him losing. It's woman's rights. He's not for it. He's just not for it. Now, the abortion thing, look, yeah, I don't think it should be used as a form of birth control. I don't. But there are so many unwanted children in this country. To come across the board and just be like, I don't care what it is, the kid needs to be here and this and that. You know, this is when you float over into that heavy religious thing where you stop using logic and you just start, this is the laws and this is what you do and otherwise it's wrong. And like, that's not necessarily the case. And I mean, you even go as far as, well, you know, what if a woman's raped? Oh, well, then you got to have a baby because, well, that shouldn't happen. You know, it just, there's so many lines that, you know, fine lines on that whole topic. But the other thing that bothers me a lot is when people are like, well, 4 more years of babies dying. It's like, wait a minute. Like, Obama didn't invent abortion. He just didn't change a law that was already in place. So that's kind of like saying, hey, unless you buy me this, I ain't voting for you. Because you want him to change something that's already in place. That's, you know, a guy that's like, I'm going in there, I'm changing this, I'm changing this, I'm changing this, who's with me? Well, I mean, that's a guy that's going to change things for his mind of a better America. And to me, I think that gets into a little bit of dangerous ground. I honestly don't even think, like, the abortion issue should be a topic come election time when it comes to fixing the country. I don't think that has anything to do with it, but you can get people on your side or you can get people against you. And that's why it's always a consistent thing. The same thing with, you know, gay marriage. Romney's dead against that. Why is that? He's against that. He's against, you know, gay people adopting a kid. Again, well, no abortions, but if, you know, you're same sex partners, now you can't have any of these kids that don't have anyone to, you know, call family. You can't have that, you know, because we got it all worked out. And then, oh, the lower class, well, you know, you guys need to work a little harder. And again, I understand, you know, people are abusing welfare and that type of thing. It is a consistent thing that goes on in America. But to just say, well, this guy seems like he's not fucking around with that lower class thing, it's going to fuck everybody. He's not going to come in here and be like, all right, well, you know, that person's abusing the welfare system, and I'm going to get that right. But all the other people who legitimately need it, no, he's going to cut back on the entire fucking program, and people will suffer, and it's just going to kind of – they're going to try to – well, what he was going to try to do is he was going to try to just strong-arm people into making themselves better lives, which works for some. For some, it will not. It completely will not. It's just – I just think his ideals and his ideas were just way too heavy-handed. And it's scary stuff when you talk about that type of stuff. This is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and that's going to happen, and that's going to happen. And it's like, Obamacare, getting rid of that shit. You know, we don't need all that. We're going to, we're not for abortion. We're going to change that right away. Medical marijuana? Absolutely not. See, I mean, there's certain things about this, and it's not just saying, oh, I'm fucking all about the pot. Like, I actually haven't smoked in quite some time. And, you know, I used to be a pretty regular dude on that. But the thing is you got a guy who is he is for taking away things, and it's not things that I think would change the state of the country whatsoever. I mean, you take away the medical marijuana, you take away gay marriage, you take away abortion. Are we in a better state as a country? No, but those are a lot of what he was running on. And he has a corporate mind. And here's the funny thing, too, is a lot of the states that were – and here's why I also call racism. Oh, let's go over the states that Mitt Romney won, for Christ's sakes. Or, you know – for magic underwear sakes, or whatever you want to. He won North Carolina, Idaho, Montana, Arizona, Kansas, Louisiana, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, Wyoming, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, Kentucky, Indiana, West Virginia, South Carolina, Oklahoma, Utah, Missouri, and Georgia. Well, if that isn't all the fucking southern states, then I'm not really fucking too I'm not too keen on what's going on in the on the map. I'm not the best with geography, but I'm pretty sure that's the majority of the South. And as far as I know, I mean, yeah, sure, there's prosperous cities and stuff like that. But I don't think a lot of those states are completely capitalized or dominated by high income. And, you know, it's not saying that, hey, all those states are poor. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, like, the southern people as a whole, the Confederacy, I mean, you got those guys are pretty much the majority of that list there. I think he covered all that ground. The guys that are still more likely to tie themselves to racism and that guy, I don't like his color and, you know, that bullshit. Are they all really down there going, oh, well, you know, tax cuts for the rich and that's us. Like, dude, like, it's insane to me. That's why I think, and I mean, you got to talk about, okay, he's for tax cuts for the rich. Okay. So who would that affect? Oh, that would probably affect a lot of, you know, states like Connecticut, let's also go with Romney's birth state of Michigan. Obama won it. Massachusetts was governed by Romney. Obama won it. So looking by example, the people who were closest to this guy or the people who might benefit from this guy, California, Obama won it. The people who might benefit the most from rich tax cuts and these type of ideas, who did they go for? Well, that's pretty clear. But who did the entire South go for? Oh, no, there's no racism there because they're just voting for him because he's black and that's racist. Like, don't try to spin the fucking wheel on me. Like, a lot of it's clear. Now, this is what I'm saying. Run on whatever, you know, premise you're going to run on. But these voters, they should be out there judging a person on their on what they're running on. Not because he's a Republican and I don't give a shit what he likes. I just like Republicans or to go with the color thing. That's ridiculous. That's something that should never be done because that has nothing to do with the person that's going to run your country. That's a color. That's a team. Like the party. That's just a team. Like, I mean, that's just, it's insane. It's just like, you know, being a Cowboys fan and just tell me how awesome Tony Romo is right now. Like, he's a Cowboy, so he's still the best to me. Like, you know, he's not the best quarterback. There's no way. I mean, you don't have to hate the guy, but in the same token, can you at least be logical about what's going on your team? That's just my thing there, and I just don't understand it. And to top that, I don't know a president that has been more disrespected than Obama. And what I mean by that is, what other president has had his citizenship, his religion, his birthplace, all of that shit called into question during him being a president? That's another little bit of racism there. Nobody's calling anybody else into question in the history of presidents, as far as I know, that they're like, where were you born? Where, you know, what God do you pray to? And they would not let this shit go. If Donald Trump was on the same shit. I mean, there's something wrong there. Like, when you're trying to get someone on a technicality, you got some kind of grudge going. This isn't just his policy or what he's doing with the country. Like, you got some deeper-seated shit going on there. And that's the thing that bothers me about this. Honestly, I think the economy is headed in a better direction. Yeah, it's not by leaps and bounds where you can look and go, oh, man, we're starting to do really good. But, again, it's a gradual thing. I honestly think that within the next 4 years, things are going to get better. I think if Romney was in office, he'd be changing all sorts of rules, but he'd be getting the credit for the, you know, things increasing and things getting better. As the same way I think that Obama's going to get the credit and, you know, possibly, you know, deserves the credit because he was the guy who did 4 years of work and what he did. again, I mean, you can't just snap your fingers and fix everything. I'm not saying that he's a flawless president. I'm not saying he's the best thing ever. I'm just saying he was going against a psycho who wanted to change a lot of things that weren't going to do a damn thing to get our country better, just make a few religious people happy. Well, now there's no abortions. Okay, good. How's your paycheck? Oh, no? Okay, great. How many more, unwanted children do we have in this country? Oh, okay, but your morals are good now? You feel better about your life because they can't abort, you know, and that's not going to turn into anyone like running to Mexico to get abortions. It's not going to lead to more back alley abortions. That's not going to lead to any of that. Right, guys? OK, as long as you're happy, that we're just going to do away with that. Like, dude, again, he didn't invent the shit. He's just not changing it. And I don't think there's a really safe, clean way to just cut that off and just change everything. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of things that go with that. And there's just far too many unwanted kids in this country. And I'm not just saying, hey, abort everything. Like, no, that's not what I'm saying either. But that sure is going to work to the opposite direction of a already occurring problem. You know, Planned Parenthood, cut that off. Nope. Well, you know, I hear this, you know, we shouldn't be using abortion as birth control, but they don't want to use birth control as birth control. So what are we doing? We're just going to just keep populating because, you know, we're not high on the list right now as far as, you know, overpopulation as a country. We're not, you know, we don't have enough people. If we could get a couple more in here, that'd be really good. I think the economy would go on a real upswing if we just packed more children into every single town, you know. And when there's like this town, when I moved here, I was 7, and I think there was 2 schools, like a elementary school and no, 3, like elementary, middle, high school. That's it. They've added like several, you know, and this isn't a huge town. I mean, it's densely populated, but they've added a couple schools because they have no choice. And then it becomes like, if you're going to build, well, then you got to build more adult communities because that's going to have less children. And it's just like, I don't know. I can't imagine that everything was just going to get better under Romney. And, you know, people are now, they're, you know, posting all this nonsense. I'm really worried. I'm really worried about what's going to happen now. Are you really worried? What? Why would you worry about something that was already going on? Oh, he's going to go, I got 4 more years. Pfft, let's go, motherfuckers, you know, and he's going to start doing crazy shit. No, the other guy seemed to have a bunch of crazy ideas, and that's something that I would be scared about. What's this new guy going to do? I don't know, but tell you what, we pretty much know what Obama's going to do, and if you see the slight increases, he's probably going to continue to increase, you know. Not everything's going to change overnight. Not everyone's going to be happy. And the people who don't like black people, you know, not to drag that out again, but they're not going to like this guy. I don't care what he does. They're not going to like this guy. And the people who are just Republican to be Republican, they're not going to like this guy. There's nothing he can do. But whatever. I mean, he's our president. You know, a couple people said it this morning, too. And that's it. Get used to it and start treating him like our president. Let's stop trying to dig up birth certificates and figure out how his marriage is going and then, you know, do this and do that. Like, dude, this isn't, you know, we don't need to go the TMZ route on our president. This is ridiculous. You know, he's the leader of our country and we need to treat it as such, you know, and that's just what it is. I mean, you can run around, you know, conspiracy theory all you like, but that's not going to fix it anything at all. So, I don't know. That's just my piece on it, and I don't know. I'm like I said, I'm a pro Obama, so I'll leave it with that. Yep. Oh man, computer's fucking up. Oh figures. Now it's gonna play this drop like 8 minutes later. This is so ridiculous. This computer is giving me the most problems in the world. I wonder if Mitt Romney could fix my computer. Jesus Christ. What is going on with this fucking thing? Huh. I could probably pull it up on the iPad and do drops that way. It's irritating. Just bear with me. And then also, you know, we have this fucking nor'easter thing over here, because we didn't have enough storms in Jersey in, you know, this past week. So they decided to, whoever, powers it be, upstairs, whatever, Mother Nature decided to throw us another one. And, so far so good over here. We've got all sorts of snow and that type of stuff today. And it's not like, piling up, but wow, like early November, we get a hurricane and then we get this. And it's just not something that I'm a fan of. I'd really rather the storms go away. I got this 100-foot tree next to my house that I really want down. And, they're so backed up just taking trees off of people's house at this point. I couldn't get it cut down in time, so I just got to hope that, through this storm tonight that don't have any problems with trees landing on my fucking house, because it's no fun. Especially if something that size hits your house, you're pretty screwed. And let me see. I'm just kind of like babbling so I could try to get this studio thing on here. I don't know. It's, politics, like I said, it never really been my thing, and it got to me this week, because you get some of these people, I'm moving to Canada, and shut up, you ain't moving to fucking nowhere. It's just ridiculous the way that some of these people act, and I just don't have that type of mentality. I know things aren't great, but this doom and gloom and panic and, everything's going down, and oh my God, I can't understand it. Let me see if this works.
Do you smell what Barack is cooking?
There we go. All right, I'll just play him off of this thing. Nina's saying we have 3 elementary schools, an intermediate middle school, and a high school in this town. This is crazy. I don't know. Well, let me get off this topic and play a track. It's so much harder to use on the iPad. I know this is like really serious problems. It's just, just a little time consuming, makes me have to babble a little bit more, but what can you do? Just trying to find something. Ah, jeez. And then apparently when I went on the iPad, here we go, this will work.
The madness continues. Uh-huh. Nigga, the madness continues. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. The madness continues. Let the madness begin.
Okay. Street copping, beating broccoli Sims, hacksaw, Jimmy Duggan, I'm thugging, mugging your friends, mass murder. I murdered the mass, I blast burners, pistol grip your face, finally fucked up your furniture. Nigga, I'm trying to tell you, from the G building to Bellevue. Great fragments on face for blaze, straight jackets with 8 ratchets, the 8 added to safe.
Hold up, ladies and gentlemen. Niggas, bitches, new jack, the veteran. Back together again, better than we ever been. Let us know I'm gonna crack somebody's fucking head open. They say I need medicine, therapy, good and healthy. Especially when my therapist himself is. So I remain a sad medical gag addict who won't battle you, but I will take a bat to you, bitches. You wanna act all sick in the brain, you all the rain. Who you think you playing with? I show you. Crazy, straight retarded, don't make me angry. Play it in my pocket. Huh, the whole world going. We even got your girl going. Insane, insane. Mr. Al, killer, contract, Rocky, the half kamikaze, you block me, you shoot that gon' die. Not me, watch me, you probably learn something, burn something to it. Get your gorilla schools and your gun, go murk something to it, stupid. In the crazy house and the landlord, the owner, tenant, the janitor, I'm out the dance floor. Yeah.
I will have ODB slap the shit out you. Right after I clap the shit out you. I'll show you psychotic, schizophrenic, hallucinogenic, manic, depressive, manage to grab the weapon and wreck shit. The outcome is cataclysmic, shattered your district. Rat-a-tat-tatted, the gang is flattered, you bitches in the matter of minutes. It don't matter who win it. All that matters, I win it. What's the matter? You finish. Y'all niggas can't rap better than me. Veteran P, two fools on the scene rocking them leather fatigues.
You wanna act old, sick in the brain, you old the rain. Who you think you playing with? I show you crazy, straight retarded, don't make me angry. Play it in my squad, get the whole world going. We even got your girl going. Insane, insane. Listen, I'ma be real. I commit 10 dough, put slugs and mugs. I'm insane in my membrane. Gone. I don't understand what y'all talking about. Never mind this fofo and this broad nigga about heat. For playing with a G when he ain't really G. You, if you think you just gon' play crazy with a beat, you be laying in the streets. It's amazing to me. It's how y'all be all saying it's me.
Yo, I be the loco. Smoke mad weed and toast the fofo. Blackjack and Kodo, the max snapping your photo. Bozo, sweat the guard in the corner, the Ocho. Karate snap body, somebody inside my dojo. Show Kazuki, show you the money, show me the Gucci. I used to fuck groovies, but now I settle for movies. Sean Price, a fucking black belt in karate. Don't play me, you be the next rapper that's pushing up daisies.
You wanna act old, sick in the brain, you all the rain. Who you think you playing with? I show you crazy, straight, retarded, don't make me angry. Play it in my squad, get the whole world going. We even got your girl going. Insane, insane.
Power just went out, so yeah, this is not easy. Going by iPad light and you know, just doing a thing on the phone. It went out during the song, came back on, and then went out again right before the song ended. So I was just trying to pull something else up on there so it'd say, oh well, now it's back again. So this is this might be a short show, and now it's back out. I know this is very entertaining. I'm just trying to figure out what I could do. I have NFL picks for it written down. I definitely wanted to talk about the Masada shoot. I watched that, and I have a lot to say about that, and I have it written down, and it's hard to find in a notebook, and the power's back on. This is kind of what it was doing during the hurricane. It was on and off, and it started to zap on and off really fast, which I had to start unplugging stuff, which, again, it just went out. So, as soon as I grab my notebook, it just, right out. Just bear with me, guys. If it comes on one more time, I might just, you know, play a song real quick so I could try to get my shit together and the, yeah, notebook department. It's kind of rough. Kind of being an understatement. And, you know, not good for my fish tanks. I got those popping on and off every time this thing goes. I got the heaters going, and just not a good thing. Continually frustrating. So we'll see. I mean, I know that there's people who, you know, they went out without power. They still don't have power, and off of the hurricane last week. So I, you know, I'm not trying to over-complain about this, but just kind of difficult to do a show within this. Well, let me just, I could see my NFL picks here. Got Indianapolis at Jacksonville. Indianapolis is favored by 3.5 points. I'm going to go with Indy. They put on a big showing. I think I can't even look at stats right now, but I think Luck put up like 400 and something yards against the Dolphins last week. So Jacksonville, he should be able to eat them alive. So I'm going to go with Indianapolis there. You got Oakland at Baltimore. Baltimore's favored by 7.5 points, and I'm not sold on Oakland at all, even though Baltimore is lacking in a lot of, you know, areas with their their core defense. Ray Lewis out, and they have some big holes right now. And so I'll go with Baltimore. They're favored by 7.5, but I think they're gonna beat Oakland up. You got Detroit at Minnesota. Detroit's favored by 2.5 points, and then Minnesota at home, I think we'll cover that. So I got Minnesota. San Diego at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's favored by 3.5 points. I think they'll beat them by more than that. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. Tennessee at Miami. Miami's favored by 6.5 points. Tennessee's another one of those teams I really don't think is that good. Chris Johnson's flighty, whether he's on this week or off this week, but I think the team as a whole needs a whole lot more than that. And Miami's been doing pretty well with Tannehill, so I'm going to go with them taking that win over there and go with Miami. Atlanta at New Orleans. New Orleans has just been horrible. I mean, their game against the Eagles on Monday, they win the game, but they just couldn't stop the Eagles from running the ball at all. These guys were just running down the field like no one was there. And it's crazy how they go from a team that's got bounties and they're putting big hits on players and trying to take guys out of a game to can't even tackle, like, whatsoever. Like, they really can't even tackle. So it's insane. And, I'm going to go with Atlanta on that one. Well, now, I don't know. Nina's going out front, I guess. And now the dog's going to start barking. So that's awesome. Great. Great pod. Then I got Denver, Carolina. Denver's favored by 3.5 points. Something's up with Cam Newton. I just kind of think he's falling apart. He had those couple games where he lost, and his attitude seems like it turned to shit, and I think his performance has kind of turned to shit as well. So, up against Peyton Manning, I don't think this is the game that Cam's going to start playing like a man again. I don't know. You got the Giants at Cincinnati. The Giants are favored by 4.5 points. Eli, at the very least, has been able to put up some pretty big numbers, and then down the stretch, they've been a comeback team. So I think, they'll win the game, and somewhere within garbage time, they'll make sure that this becomes more than 4.5 points. So I'm going to go with the Giants there. Buffalo and New England. New England is favored by 11.5 points. And this is scary because Buffalo is one of those teams that will have New England's number. They'll come out playing, and it'll be like neck and neck game. And then New England seems to be able to pull out towards the end. If they're able to win the game, they're able to win by a bunch. So I'm going to go with New England again, but you never know with these East divisions. The AFC East and the NFC East are just scary divisions. You just don't know. They all seem to kind of have each other's number at least some point during the year and surprise you, like, oh, wow, Buffalo beat them up. And here's sirens. So I'm guessing someone hit a pole or something out there. The roads are horrible. That's not a good sign. The New York Jets at the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks favored by 6.5. They got big problems over there at with the Jets. Sanchez, he's not doing well. It's only a matter of time before they put Tebow in. And I don't think that's going to help them, but it's only a matter of time. And then it's, the quarterback controversy and the, indecisive about who they're using and what they're doing. And it's just, it's not a good look for the team. They're going to have to really snap into some kind of focus where they make it work, but it's not going to happen within a quarterback controversy. It's just not, it's not likely that they're going to snap into focus while figuring out who they're going to have at the quarterback. Cause obviously that's kind of the helm of the team, and it's near impossible to just snap into focus while you're deciding on your leader. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Seattle there. Dallas at Philly. This is a tough one, too, because, shit, Philly sucks. Vic, I love his downfall. being first and goal on, like, the two and throwing a 99-yard fucking pick six, that is fantastic stuff to me. And just watching Vic just shake his head like, this is fucking, what happened? He's so mad. Dallas is really not a lot better. I got to go with Philly on this one because they're probably going to wind up benching Vic, and their backup will probably throw the ball to the same, the right team. So I got to go with, like, a backup beating Tony Romo and what they're doing. So I'll go with Philly on that one. And they only got to win by, a field goal. So that would be my prediction there. You got St. Louis at I can't even use my drop. San Francisco. I'm no Tony Bennett. But San Francisco's favored by 11.5 points. I think we're on fire right now. We we put it on Arizona. Alex was just lights out. I got to think that we're going to come out. We're going to put up a bunch of points. We're at home. It's hard for me to go against my guys. So I'm going with my guys, points and all. You got Houston and Chicago. Chicago's favored by 1.5. I'm not really sure why. Chicago's been up and down. They've been more up lately, but I'm not really convinced on them just outright, taking this game. So I'm going to go with Houston. And then the last game I got, Kansas City at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is favored by 12.5 points. And I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. Kansas City, I keep wanting them to be the team that just doesn't get blown out by a million points. And then they just get blown out by a million points. So it's really, it's not something that I feel is in my favor to expect them to keep a close game. Because they seem to have a really, really hard time doing that lately. At least, during this season. I can't find the paper that I wrote down all this Masada stuff. I don't even want to get into it because I wrote, a decent amount about it. And it's a very entertaining shoot. I'll lead with that. And, I'm going to have to get at that next week or maybe run another show over the weekend or something, providing we have power and all of that stuff. And next week on Wednesday, I am going to have DJ Hyde on the show. So that'll be fun. CZW is actually doing shows this weekend. They're doing Tribute to Brain Damage on the afternoon show. And on the night show, they'll be doing Night of Infamy. So should be a good day of wrestling out there. Flyer Skate Zone, Voorhees, New Jersey. You can check that out. Unfortunately, it's not an iPay-per-view. I'm hoping they put up the show like a day later or a day or two later. And, I'll grab it from them, if so. And, so you could go check them out. Dragon Gate USA put up a triple header this past weekend that I'm looking forward to seeing. I didn't get it over the weekend, but I could always grab the replays before next week. So I should have a whole lot to talk about, whether it be next week, over the weekend, whatever. But like I said, DJ, next Wednesday. And all right, let me see if I could throw anything else out there. This is something else. And plugs. If you got power and you got all that stuff, you can go check out Sports Den. Should be on tonight. I believe it's on Ustream. Check them out there. Just check them out on their Facebook page. They talk a lot of good sports. Women Love Wrestling. You could check them out on their Facebook page, too. And I think they're on Blog Talk under Women Love Wrestling. Check them out. They're in Canada, so they should have power. Check out Wrestling Soup tomorrow night. I believe they'll be back on. They've been having some difficulties, but I believe they'll be back on. And WrestlingSoup.com. If not, check them out on the Facebook thing. Really not sure exactly what's up, website or whatever else, but you could find them. They're definitely out there. And then Stern Nation, check them out as well. They're kind of in between a bunch of stuff. I was going to try to help them run a show this week, but the girls are going to be doing a show on Friday, hopefully, as long as I got power and all of this crazy stuff. So, and the girls, Two Moms, One Show, they've, you know, had a little absence, but I think they should be back on Friday. And same place, same, you know, over here, www.blogtalkradio.com/Yakuza. And that is, I think, about all I got. I got no power, so it's really hard for me to get to things, or, you know, I can't really do a whole lot of anything. I don't even know if I could play a song. Let me see if I can. I'm not positive. Well, if I can, I will. And if not, I'll just have to wrap it up. Unfortunately, I wanted to clearly do at least 2 hours, but it's allowing me to, you know, scroll on this thing as if I could use it, but I don't really know if I can. Let me see. I don't know. No, I'm not thinking so. Showing me like it's trying to load, but I also, you know, without power, I don't have any sort of internet control. It's just, you know, looking for whatever server, and there is none because the power's out. So, towards the rap section, what I can say about that, Cassidy and Meek Mill are about to do rap battle, I guess. As convoluted as that sounded. I guess Meek had challenged Cassidy, and Cassidy had agreed that he would do it. And they're going to do it for like $100,000. And I think this is good. I think this is going to be some good stuff to bring something out of Cassidy that we haven't seen in a little while, because I think his strongest style of rap is rap battles. He's done some great stuff in the past with that. And it should be able to revitalize him and, you know, bring him back where he was, because he wasn't that big on his last album. And when he came out of the gate and he was just looking for people to battle, I liked him the best. So him versus Meek Mill. Meek's nice too. So I look forward to that. And I just got this tonight, and I didn't even put it on my iPod yet, so now I can't fucking listen to it. But without my power, the new Sean Price. He's one of my favorite dudes out, and you know, has been for years and years, and still got that style. It's just this crazy style. And Mike Tyson, M-I-C Tyson. You can catch it on iTunes. I don't think there's a physical copy of it yet, but you can download it on iTunes and then, you know, check that out. I think it goes hard. I was having a hard time. I was trying to put a song or two up from that on here, but it's in like a different format, and I'm not that computer savvy. So I'll see if I could do something in the next week, and I'll play a couple of those tracks for you guys. So with that, I think I'm going to wrap it up because, again, check you guys out later in the week or next week. All right. Peace.